from July 8th through the 13th in Paoli, Indiana, we're having a Freedom from Oil Action Camp. And we're bringing together people from the Northwest Territories of Canada, the Inuit people, and people impacted by Katrina, and also activists all over the United States and Canada, to start really addressing what we're going to do about our country's oil addiction and the impact it's having on people all over the world.
That was Brianna Kayo Cotter of Rainforest Action Network speaking about the Freedom from Oil Action Camp that is happening next week. Sponsored by the Rainforest Action Network, the Ruckus Society, Global Exchange, and others, this training camp is one of the latest tools that environmental and social justice activists are employing to address U.S. oil consumption. Brianna talks about what activists who attend the camp can expect to learn.
It is a camp that is based in skill sharing, and some of the best trainers in the country will be there. And there will be trainings in direct action, climbing, hanging banners, doing media, creative resistance, and then nightly panels talking about the impacts of oil and kind of envisioning a future without oil and what that will look like.
Niall Malloy, an organizer for Rainforest Action Network, explains the importance of linking oil with environmental justice struggles and how this Freedom from Oil Action Camp aims to address these issues.
And the primary focus is to connect the dots around all the implications of oil, from war to climate change to impacts to frontline communities. A lot of people are really thinking about more creative ways to building coalitions. So in terms of the environmental justice front, from my perspective, we see this as the frontline communities. The communities are directly impacted by climate change, by pollution, by toxins in the community. And from corporations or other agencies and institutions that are just pretty much polluting the area. So we see that it's a mandate from, you know, folks in that are working on various climate issues and other initiatives, anti-war, et cetera, to pretty much try to connect the links to the environmental justice community.
One very concrete example of how U.S. oil dependency affects frontline communities can be seen in the destruction of the Inuit people's land due to petroleum drilling in Alaska and northern Canada. Brianna explains how these stakeholding communities will be represented at the Freedom from Oil Action Camp.
There's going to be youth activists from the Inuit population that are watching literally their homes disappear, melting away. Women in their community can't breastfeed anymore, and they are literally watching their community and their way of life and their land disappear because of Ford continuing to make cars that, you know, guzzle gas at a rate of 19 miles per gallon.
Ford is the target of a large and growing campaign led by Rainforest Action Network and others. Called Jumpstart Ford, the campaign aims to pressure the automaker into focusing on fuel efficiency and developing greener technology.
With the Jumpstart Ford campaign, primarily we're focusing on Ford because Ford has the worst fleet-wide fuel efficiency and the highest average greenhouse gas emissions of all major U.S. automakers. Their overall fuel efficiency average is 19.1 miles per gallon, which is dead last, and is actually less than the Model T over 100 years ago, the Model T got 24 miles per gallon. So what we see is Ford particularly is driving in reverse, and also just most recently, Ford has been investing in, greening, trying to green their logo a little bit. And all this greenwashing is just a joke because yesterday Ford basically backtracked on their commitment of building over 250,000 hybrids. And actually they sort of scrapped that idea and started to think that they will invest in something else. And so we're basically saying that, the Americans and also the rest of the world is tired of Ford and the rest of the auto industry going back and forth on their promises. They should build vehicles that are cleaner, more fuel efficient, and the technology has been there. And we're saying that the technology has been there, and to say that there is not technology available is a sort of like a slap in the face.
In educating the public about the implications of U.S. oil consumption, these campaigns also spotlight oil as a factor in the current Iraq war.
It's undeniable, the connection between America's oil addiction and America's quest for oil and dominance overseas. And we have been working very closely with Code Pink, Women Against the War, Iraq Veterans Against the War. We've been doing a series of direct actions at four dealerships across the country, and people are locking down in front of four dealerships with oil barrels, and on those oil barrels they say, you know, 30,000 plus killed in a war for oil, and then also talk about the amount of oil that Ford cars specifically are guzzling on a single day, which is millions and millions of barrels of oil.
To learn more about the Freedom from Oil Action Camp taking place July 8th to 13th in Paoli, Indiana, visit ran.org. Or to get updates on the Jumpstart Ford campaign, visit jumpstartford.com. For Black Box Radio, I'm Megan Williamson.